Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine podcast with WP plugins, or WordPress plugins, from A to Z with your host, John Overall. And now on episode number 20, so we're finally hitting up in there into the higher digits. We're hitting our 20-somethings now. And starting this episode here, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. I've brought in my friend Laura here, and she's going to maybe make some regular appearances here on this podcast and maybe co-host it with me on a regular basis, and we'll start talking a little bit more about plugins themselves. One of the things we're going to do differently with the show this time is instead of me just going through a plugin and explaining how it works, we're going to discuss a little bit about plugins. And then at the end, I'm going to add on the audio from a screencast that I've done on plugins. Because what I'm doing now is I'm going to do a regular screencast for my plugins, and that screencast will be at the bottom of the posts for the plugin, for the podcast, and the audio will be built into the podcast itself. So if you don't want to listen to the audio when we get to that part of it, just go ahead and turn on the screencast and sit back and watch. So anyway, without further ado, we'll continue the show. So let me introduce Laura to you. Laura, say hello to our wonderful fans out there today.
Hello.
Well, that's a good start. So anyway, what we've got for you tonight, we've got a plugin that I've used before and I teach in my WordPress class. It's called WP eCommerce. And it's a really nice e-commerce plugin for WordPress that has a free and a paid component. So it's a freemium plugin. And maybe we'll touch a bit about the freemium models too, plugins. But what we're going to do tonight is I'm going to discuss a little bit about it. Laura is going to give her point of view about the plugin and how she found that plugin to be when she set it up, since she was not a regular user of the plugin. So we'll start off with Laura. Why don't you tell folks a bit about what you discovered about WP eCommerce?
Well, it seems like a pretty neat plugin. The settings, it was pretty easy to get it set up, the basic settings. I was trying to figure it out on my own. The settings were up. It's easy to add the products in and to set the prices. It's got it for you to be able to set your currency. And as you set up your state and everything, it's got the payment options. I like that it has that it adds the widgets in with it already, and you don't have to go add the extra plugins to add the checkout cart.
Right.
Onto the site, the shopping cart onto your onto the sidebar.
Right. So, did you, when you were playing with it, did you experiment with the different ways of setting up the shopping cart? Because you can have both a widget and a page for your shopping cart.
Yeah, for the checkout page.
Mm-hmm. Well, not the checkout page, but there's the shopping cart. So, you know, once you've added products to it, it throws them into your shopping cart. And there's two ways to get to your shopping cart. There's the instant widget that sits in your sidebar, and then there's the, if you click on shopping cart, it takes you to a page for your shopping cart.
Okay, for the page. Yeah, I like the way that it automatically produces the products page and the checkout page, and the pages that you need to go along with this plugin. It creates those pages automatically for you.
Well, that saves you a bit
of
time.
I've done. Yeah, I found that really nice.
And did you go through an experiment with purchasing products on it?
I tried to figure it out, but I don't have a PayPal account, so I couldn't. I kind of got stuck trying to figure out the PayPal and how to get the API for the PayPal, but that's a whole different thing. But
well, that's something I can mention to folks. One of the things you can do with PayPal, if you're out there testing stuff, is PayPal has what they call their sandbox. You can go to PayPal, click on their sandbox. I'm not certain how you get to it. Just go do a search in Google for PayPal sandbox, and go create an account in the PayPal sandbox, and the difference between your regular PayPal account and PayPal sandbox, of course, is it's like it's a test zone. So you can throw it on a site, use the APIs for the sandbox, and you can then test everything to make sure it works. And I have a Sandbox account, so I use it regularly when setting up e-commerce stores. But, of course, the other thing in this is it does have a test purchase thing where, you know, a dummy purchasing thing that would be like if you were going to collect credit card data. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, and it's set up, it's got, well, on the side it's set up for you to add your categories in and everything and to add your products in, and then it's got an import tool too, huh?
Yes, it'll import.
So that way you can...
It'll import CSV files. Go ahead.
So you don't have to individually enter all the products, and if you're setting up a site for somebody,
yes,
you can just import the file, and it'll put everything into it.
And the other thing is if you're converting from another type of shopping cart, most shopping carts out there have an export tool in them. Not all of them, but most of them do. So they'll export all of your products out as a CSV or an Excel file or something like that. And an Excel file, of course, can be converted to a CSV. And for those that don't know what a CSV file is, it's a comma delimited file. In other words, it puts the information in and separates all the information by commas, which machines recognize in some form or another. I couldn't explain that because that's all database stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, anyway, back to the sample purchasing one as I'm popping in here and looking it up. The payment options on here and what it is it's a manual payment or test gateway payment is basically what it is to allow you to do test purchases.
Oh, okay. Manual payment test.
And what that allows you to do is do a couple of test purchases to make sure the system's working. Did you test it out to see how well it worked with digital products, digital downloads?
That's what I did, but I couldn't figure out how to actually get the file to download. I couldn't get the whole plugin quite figured out on my own. When I did the product, I tried doing a file so that it was just a download one, because that's why I was trying to set it up so that it was just a free download. But I couldn't quite get all the settings right and figure it out on my own. It was something I needed a little bit of help with.
I've never actually tried to do it as a free download when I'm setting them up. But as a paid download, basically what happens is once they purchase the product through your store, and then once you approve that you've gotten payment, they get an email with a link that automatically goes to where they can download it.
Oh, okay. That's what it sends in my email. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because I was seeing where it's got the spot for you to just set up your emails and everything so that it automatically does the emails when someone purchases it.
Right.
That's what it does. It sends them an email with the link. Okay.
And the other thing that's really great about that is that you can limit the number of times they can download the product. And you can also tie the downloads to the IP address that was used to purchase the product. Kind of a useful thing if you want to try and limit the number of times your stuff is downloaded and where they can download it to. So it's kind of useful there. Now, to make mention of it, of course, as we said, this is a freemium product. As a freemium product, what they have is, of course, they have some upgrades that are available for this. And in the screencast, I do sort of skim over what the upgrades can do for you. I myself have yet to use them because I haven't done anything else with this except for set it up for the free version on a couple of sites. But one of the things they do have that I've seen is different than a lot of stores out there, so this would probably be a very good store if you're a photographer trying to sell your photos or art. Because what it does is they have a connection through NextGen Gallery, so you can upload your stuff through NextGen Photo Gallery and then use their connection here so people can buy their products through this store and download it from your NextGen Photo Gallery.
Oh.
So that's kind of a useful thing in here.
Yeah.
And the other thing they've got here, too, is if you're selling, say you're a musician and you have MP3 files on your computer that are available or on your site that are available for download and purchase, they have an MP3 player available. They'll allow you to put sample MP3s in there for people to listen to sample tidbits of the MP3. which is another great thing. And they have a couple other upgrades that are available for it. So it's kind of useful. Makes it very nice. All in all, it's a pretty decent e-commerce store. I said I teach it in my advanced WordPress classes that I teach here in Victoria. And this one here I chose to teach mainly because, of course, it has the free component to it. And I can set it up on any website I want and show people how to use it. This is one of the top two e-commerce site plugins that I recommend. I recommend this one if someone doesn't want to purchase one. If someone wants to buy one that has a much more rounded and fuller list of components in it, I always recommend the Shopping Cart by Tribulant Software. And that one there has a lot more stuff in it for if you're a product seller selling hard products that you ship. And it has some components for digital downloads. Anyway, that one there will be one I'll be covering on another day. But that pretty much gives us a nice good overview of this plugin and how Laura found it to be. And since, of course, this is your first appearance on WordPress plugins from A to Z, how are you enjoying the trip to our show there, Laura?
Oh, I'm enjoying it. I like it. I was happy to be invited on.
Well, you'll be back. And just to let folks know out there, I've also got another plugin system that I'm going to be testing. I got an email from the author of the plugin here tonight. I've mentioned the plugin before in the past, and it's it was a plugin that was in alpha when I first tested it, and it's gone to beta, and now it's released and it's available up on the WordPress plugin repo. Now, what it is it's a plugin for developer tools, and it has a whole whack of things in there if you are a developer. It allows you to load WordPress core libraries. It allows you to play with the JavaScript library for font replacement, Flash, SWF object embedding, Google Analytics, automatic open links, create WordPress menus, sidebars, custom taxonomies, custom post types, feature image thumbnails. This is something that someone's going to use for when they're developing a website, or when they're developing plugins, or when they're developing themes, is what I gather it's for. I haven't experimented with it. I'm going to be experimenting with it soon, and then I'm going to bring the author on of the plugin and interview him on the show here, and have him tell us a bit more about his plugin and what it's for. Maybe we'll get the more specific details for it. So anyway, that's pretty much all I have here for you tonight. And right after this little bit here will be the install and screencast for WP eCommerce, which is, of course, a very nice e-commerce plugin once again. So I'd like to say, you know, thank you all to everyone. Tell the folks out there, good night there, Laura.
Good night.
So anyway, that's it. So you have yourself a good good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. This has been John Overall with WordPress plugins from A to Z. Now, this is the point here where if you don't want to sit and watch the screencast, you can listen to the audio from the screencast from this point forward in the podcast. If not, turn the podcast off, go on to the website, and check out the screencast. You'll find it's quite enjoyable. Anyway, thank you very much for your time. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to one of my wonderful screencasts here. This is John Overall with WordPress plugins from A to Z with a training screencast for you to help you learn your way around how WordPress actually works and how to install plugins. So today's screencast is going to be about WP eCommerce. This is one of the plugins I teach in my courses that I teach here in Victoria for advanced WordPress usage. So we're going to show you how to install and configure this plugin. So bear with us as we go along, and we'll show you a bit about how it all works. So first off, what you need to do, of course, is you need to go down to add new plugins in your admin area. Go do a search for WP e-commerce. Go find it. You'll see it's right here in the beginning. Click on details. You can see a bit about it, learn a bit about it, find out about it, check out some screenshots on their website, some FAQs, other information. That helps you out. Click on install now. Install it into your website. Then simply activate it. Like any other plugin in WordPress, you've probably done one or two by now. They give you some notifications up here. You can go check out some information or simply ignore their message. We'll just ignore it for the moment. So now what you do is you go find out where it installed and activated. And what it does is it puts in a new menu here for you with a whole bunch of nice little listings. First thing we need to do with it is we need to go deal with the settings for WP e-commerce. Click on the settings menu. Brings up the settings for it, and it gives you several tabs going across the top here. General, presentation, admin, shipping, payment options, import, and checkout. So we're going to go through the settings. Now, of course, since I'm here in wonderful Canada, I'm going to do my settings as if I'm teaching solely to Canadians, but you can adjust this for your local area. First off, we go select the base country we're going to be in. And as I said, we're going to be in Canada. Our base tax settings here in Canada, well, where I live here in British Columbia, our base tax setting and gives me an opportunity to choose the base province. So it's BC. And it gives me the opportunity to change the tax settings for all 13 regions. Now, I only know a couple of them. I know Alberta is 5%. I know British Columbia is 12%. And, of course, in your whatever areas, you can be able to adjust the tax ratings for that. Save your changes for your tax ratings. Now, you go down tax included in prices or not. Now, this is a choice. If you include your taxes in your prices, then you have to make sure you subtract those taxes when you do your government reporting. Yeah. In my opinion, it's better off to not include it in prices because people should know that they're paying the government money. I'm not giving them a break and paying it for them. So that's what you want to do. Your target markets. You can target markets all over the world. You can select them all or none, and then go choose a couple of choice markets. I'm going to target Canada and the United States is what I'm targeting for this setup here. RSTU, there it is, USA. Currency settings. Now, since this plugin is obviously designed by Kiwis, we're going to change it from the New Zealand dollar to the Canadian dollar, which will be somewhere up the list, and of course your country will be varying along the way. Currency sign location depends on how you like it. After with a space, before with a space. I like it just before. Hide decimals in products pages? No, I want the decimal point there. Once that's done, click the update for it. Now we're going to set the presentation settings for this plugin. Presentation settings, it's going to help you determine what kind of button type you're going to use. An add to cart button or hide the add to cart button. I like the add to cart button. It generally works much better than just the straight to the shopping cart. Because for instance, you might have multiple products, you might want them to purchase more than one thing. Because if you send them straight to the shopping cart, well, they might not buy anything else. So you've also got product settings, show the product ratings. You can have product ratings show up or not. You can display fancy purchase notifications or not. You can show postage and packaging pricing. You can disable a link in the title. You can also add quantity field to each product description so that they can choose more than one item. Products page settings, catalog view, Well, you have to, if you want other options, you have to purchase those with this program. So we're going to be stuck with the default view. Default theme, I have found that the iShop theme is actually pretty nice with this, so I change it to that. Product page displays, show all the products. Sort products by time uploaded or name or drag and drop. So you can sort your products on your own. I tend to sort them by name just because it's easier. You can show breadcrumbs so people can find their way around. You can have your products show in RSS lists, which is a good idea because then if people get your RSS feeds, they might see your products. Product groups, product display, product groups only, or sliding product groups, one product per page. Show subcategory products in parent category. This can be useful if you have subcategories. Replace page title with page category name, no. Shopping cart locations, stick it in a widget or in a page. Or you can manually insert it into your PHP code, as shown here. Use a sliding cart. What that means is as people scroll down the page, the shopping cart will bump down the page with them. You can try it. Sometimes it works well, sometimes it doesn't. I tend to stick it in a widget just because it's easier. Display postage and tax. Well, if you're shipping things, you want to display postage and tax. What we're setting up here as a sample site is we're only setting up a digital download site. So the rest of it will be something you'll have to work out or talk to somebody like myself to help you work it out. Product group settings. You can show the product group description, the product group thumbnails, product count per product group, or category grid view. This allows you to display your products on your product groups. Like if you group your products, like say you have fruit and then you have pies, you'd have those are two different product groups. So you can display them in different ways. Here you set up your thumbnail setting sizes, which is very useful. So you can adjust your thumbnails to fit your template better. Pagination settings, you can have your pages get paginated, and you can stick your pages on the bottom or top. This is if you have multiple pages. They have a comments setting here, and they use intense debate comments. I've never actually used this, so I can't say as to whether it works or not. So anyway, now that we're at the bottom, hit update. So it'll update whatever changes we made along the way. Now you'll notice this other thing here, theme customization. It's talking about your theme files have not been moved. And until your theme files have been moved, we have disabled automatic upgrades. What this does is until you take your theme files from the default setting area and move them to a nice safe place, they won't allow you to do an automatic upgrade, which is a good thing because what that would mean is if you automatically upgraded, you would overwrite any theme settings you made, which can be a pain if you adjust them. So this is something you may or may not do. This is not something we're going to cover right here at the moment because it is a bit time consuming and it's a bit more of an explanation that's needed for setting up the cart. So now that we're done there, go over to the admin area. And in the admin section, since we're setting up a digital download, we're going to set it up to max downloads per file. We're going to set it to 2. If you do sell digital products, it's probably a good idea to set it to 1 or 2 because what this does is when they purchase your product, it gives them 1 or 2 chances to download your product. After that, they have to contact you. What that does is that sort of slows down the spread of them spreading it around to all their friends. You know, it may or may not work, but it does help. Lock the downloads to an IP address. This is always a yes. The reason being is you want to make sure that whoever buys it is actually the person downloading it. So they can't just buy it and then send it off to their email their buddy 2 states away and say, hey, download this, I just bought it. They'd have to download it, send it to their buddy. The other one is check mean types on file uploads. This is a great thing to do because what it does is it examines the files as they're being uploaded to prevent you from uploading a malicious file accidentally. So that's a really good idea. Purchase log email. This is a good thing to have here. This is where you put your email address so that purchase logs are emailed to you. Okay, and then the purchase receipt reply address, same thing. So when purchase receipt, they know who it comes from. The name it comes from, you'd put your store name here. Okay, and then you'd put your terms here. So you can do something like terms. You bought it, it's sold, no refund. Especially with digital. Digital downloads, almost 100% across the globe, people do not get returns on that. Because it's digital, once they download it, they can't return it. You can't guarantee they're returning it. You can't guarantee they're deleting it. So, no returns. Simple. Purchase receipt, you can customize the message that goes into the receipt. They give you a default one to go with. Admin report, this is a report you as the administrator will get that tells you that a product was purchased, shipping costs, the price. You can also add more information there for yourself. Track and trace the settings. You can track and trace emails. You can track the product. This is so that if you have shipping, you can automatically set a tracking ID from the shipping companies, like if you use Perlator or FedEx or whatever, you can have it automatically tag the tracking ID here and mail it to your customer. The URL settings, this is the URL locations of your product list, your shopping cart, and your transaction details. These are all default settings on here, and unless you make changes to your default settings for your permalinks, you never really need to change this. This is really quite good. If you do change it, you have to click this link here, Fix Product Group Permalinks. And, of course, click Update. Now, shipping. We don't do shipping, but we're just going to cover it really quick and briefly here. So you can see that shipping is asking you how your settings. If you use shipping, I'm not going to use it. You can set your base zip code, postal code that it shipped from. You can have Shipwire settings, enable free shipping discount, and then you can use shipping modules. There's different shipping modules, and they have additional shipping modules that you can purchase, like Canada shipping, New Zealand Post, blah, blah, blah. You know, so those are all useful. So we're not going to play with that. Payment options. This is where you can set your payment gateways. They have some built-in gateways automatically. And the first one, of course, that most people use is PayPal, PayPal Standard. If you have PayPal Pro, you enable it. When you're setting it up, you enable the manual payment test gateway. They also have Google Checkout, ChronoPay. Those are the base ones. So once you got one set here, you update it. Now, if you've got to configure it, you go over here, manual configure test gateway. There probably is, you know, a couple of settings here. Payment instructions for people to mail stuff to you if that's what you're doing. PayPal, you go in here and you would set up your PayPal settings. And you can set it to send shipping details, the URL for PayPal. Like if you're first setting this up, you'd use the PayPal sandbox address and use your sandbox information here. And then they have down here forms that are what form collection stuff is sent off to PayPal. And this is similar for the other gateways. So since we're not actually going to use PayPal here tonight, we're just going to leave that the way it's set up. Now import. Now suppose you want to import a whack load of products. Maybe you're moving from one shopping cart system to this. If you export all your information as a CSV from the old shopping cart, you can then re-import it here as a CSV and get your products instantly set up and organized into your system. Save you a whack load of time. Checkout. Now these are the options for people checking out. You can force users to register on your website before checking out. If they do, you must allow user registration. You can lock tax to a billing country. You can disregard billing state for tax calculations. You can enable shipping the same as billing option. You can use the billing country for shipping unless shipping form is present. And then these are the forms that are collect the form information that's collected during the checkout process. You can add new form sets here, or you can add new form fields if you have other information you need to collect. And of course, you can make some of the fields mandatory, like their name, address, their country, their email, their phone number. These are things you really want to have when you're making a sale, because you want to make sure that they provide all the info. So we just hit that, click to save changes, and that's all done. So once that's all done, then you go back down, and now you have to go through your setup for your products. You need to set up a couple of simple products to the site. Okay, first off, there are no products, so we're going to use a couple of sample products here. We're going to go sample one, and then we're going to have number of units, and let's make 222 just for fun. Price, $2. Sale price, $22. Yeah, what the hell? Make it cost more as a sale. So, sample product here. You give it a description. You can add a whole bunch of information. You can insert embedded media here. You can pretty much do everything you want in a normal post of WordPress. You can add an additional description for it. You can stick it into a category. They give you an example one and stick it into a brand name. You can add product tags. You know, tag me, the simple words. Those are, of course, great for SEO. Stock control. You can not include tax on this specific item. You can make it a donation, so it's a donation box. You can table rate tax. You can custom tax rate this. You can limited number in stock. If stock runs out, the product disappears. They can't buy it. Helps out. If it's being shipped, you can set the weight, height, length, dimensions, flat rate, disregard shipping for that product. Variation. If you have variations for it, you can add variations. And come back to this. Advanced settings. You can set up custom meta, much like any other post in WordPress. Use custom metadata to add additional information, have certain things show up, have it bring up certain types of images, connect with certain things. You can have users personalize the stuff by leaving messages on single product pages. You can have them upload images to the purchase logs, like if you say you sell drawings or something and you want people, say, provide me a sample drawing or sample something, you can have them send you images. Or if you have something that has colors and they want specific swatch colors, have them upload it. You can have off-site product links, like you can link these products off to another page. For instance, if it's an MP3 file on iTunes, you could put the link there. You can set your product images here. This is where you go upload your images, much like everything else in WordPress. Click select images. Go find your images for the sample product. And we will find it in here. And we've got some sample images here. Sometimes it's easier to just look at the images. There's the image for it, sample product. Upload the image, just like any other WordPress. Now we need to upload the product file itself. And then we just go get the product file. Find the product file. And we're uploading a PDF file. And then we simply click Add new product. And it takes a moment for the product file to upload. Now while that's uploading, we'll just sort of sit here and cover off a couple of other things. Let that chew on it for a moment. As it showed before, variations. What the variations menu is used for is, say you sell t-shirts and you sell small, medium, and large t-shirts. You would go here to the variation spot and you would enter small, medium, and large. for the variations. You can do that for just about any product you have out there. So the product's now been uploaded. We now have a sample product all ready to go. Okay, so since the categories were already created, we're not going to change them in this thing here. When I teach my class, I teach how to set up the categories, how to change the categories. This is just a quick overview of it. Should be pretty useful and easy for you. Variations we've already covered. Marketing. Now the marketing menu here, what this does is this allows you an excellent way to get in there and set up some unique marketing ideas for this. You can set up coupon codes. You can have cross sales going. Like if you have multiple products and some products are related to each other, you'd set up cross sales. Like say for instance, you have baseball gloves and then you sell baseballs. You know, they buy a glove and say, hey, maybe you'd like to buy one of these baseballs. You've probably seen it if you've gone to Amazon. They sell you a book. You bought a book and they say, well, people bought all these other books. Why don't you check out one of these? Same sort of thing. You can have share this for social bookmarks. So basically it'll set up a social bookmark setting so people can share it. And then you can also display a how customers found you survey. Very good, useful information. Now you can also set up your RSS address and Google Merchant Center here, if you happen to have an RSS and Google Merchant Center. So once that's set, then you just go back into it. Now, of course, we have the upgrades. What this is for is if you want some of the advantages of their expanded things. They have, you can add product search, multiple image upload, gallery image, grid view, multiple payment gateways, $40. They have a drop shadow. They have an MP3 player. Upload manage your MP3s so people can preview your MP3s if you sell those. Members only modules so that only members can sign into certain areas and buy certain things or have them access complete sets of products. Product slider. Okay. And then a next gen gallery buy button. So say you use the next gen gallery to display your photos. You can use this so people can buy your images from here. So it's very useful in that aspect. Then of course there's the sales section. What this does is if you have products that have been sold, it tells you your current month, how many products you have, how many product groups you have, any sales, pending transactions, closed transactions. Then they have some news here, and then I'll have the customers list here. So we'll go show you a bit about how all that works when you come back to it. So once all that's done, you've configured it, uploaded a couple of products. Just go in here. Go check out your front page of your website. You'll have a new menu item across the top here called Products Page. Go check on that. And it shows you your sample product. Now we did forget a step here, so we need to back up one quick thing. And we need to go add a widget. Remember the widget for the shopping cart? We're going to stick that widget in our left-hand or our right-hand menu, because that's where I like it. You can also stick it in your left if you right, if you want. Either or. And then we go find the shopping cart. Where's it at? One shopping cart. Here we go. Shopping cart. Stick it in there. We want it at the top, just because it make it easy to find. There are only no settings for it. Except for the title. Save that. Now the other things you can add here is you can also add here price range of products, product categories, product specials, product tags. We're just going to throw them all in there so you can see what they all look like. And there was one other. Where'd it go? Latest products entered. Very useful. You can, however many you want to show. And there was one other. Where'd it go? Nope, that's it. I'm being delusional. So once that's done, we go back over here. Refresh the page. Whack. All the new stuff. Nothing in the shopping cart. The latest product added. Product price range. Over $0 or show all. What that should do is that should pop up all the products in that price range. Where'd it go? There it is. There it is. All the products. Product tags, whatever the tags are. It's kind of like a tag cloud. Product specials, whatever products are on special. This one's normally $2, now on sale for $22. This way they can see it and go, hey, that's cool. Quickly, add it to my cart. Right there. They don't have to go anywhere. Kind of useful. Categories. And that's it for products. The other thing is as we are showing here on the page, product page, this shows you all the products. If you have multiple products here, they will all show up on this page. They want to look at one product, they click at the title of it. Takes them to the single product page, where here they can see the product, click on the image, get a full blown view of the image, see what it is, close that. They can add a personalized message. My message. If I don't typo it. There we go. They can upload a file here. What that's great for is if they got to put a picture up there. Show you something. We'll send a picture up with it just for fun. Then they also share this product with their friend, or they can add it to the cart. Now when it adds to the cart when they're uploading a file, it'll take a moment. So that's all set. Now say they want to share it with a friend. Here's a great way to share it. Just click it here. It should bring up the share buttons. Where are they at? Oh, there they are, right down here. Share and enjoy all that stuff right down here. So, once that's done, they're purchasing it, they would go to their checkout over here from the shopping cart. In their shopping cart, they would have to fill out all their user information and details here. Manual gateway, agree to your terms and services. Realize, okay, yeah, I'm buying these products. A couple of bucks a piece, $4.48, blah, blah, blah. Okay, and then they're all set. Shipping address, same as billing address, so it can remove that second one. They don't have to worry about it. They click make their purchase. If they're not already registered on your site, it just registered for your site. And then it purchased the product. Sent them an email. Sent you an email. Very useful thing. So now you can go check your email. And if you've got your email all set up, you will see that show up in your email system. But you can also go back into your system. Go to your dashboard on your admin area. And in your admin area, there's a new section down here in the bottom for your e-commerce. Shows one order for it. Very useful. But what you have to do is you have to go into the e-store and click on sales. There are some additional plugins that will allow you to stick this information on your dashboard so you see it right away when you log in. We're not covering those on this particular setup. In my class, I cover how to set up those additional plugins. So it shows you you've got one pending transaction. We got it here. Came from Johnny Tester, $4.48, two items. Tracking ID. So what you do is you would look at it, click on it, you would see the details. Go click on the details. Brings it up for you, tells you what they've ordered, shows you everything. Shows the custom field, they got a sample message for it, shows the update fields. Shows their packing slip. If you're shipping it to them, get their packing slip and you can print it. You can resend a receipt to the buyer from here or remove that record if need be. Now get back to it. You have to go back to the sales. This is kind of the one strange thing about this. They have no way to get back to your info there. To deal with the thing, this has always been sort of strange here, is to adjust it to say they paid for it, whatever, you have to go click the box, change the actions to order received or accepted payment, apply it. Now what it does is it sends them the information that it's been updated, and now it emails them a download link to go download the file for that they just purchased. And once that's done, that's all there is to it. So that pretty much sets it up. And what that happens now is since they're logged in, they should be able to go check out their account in the system, see their details of what they purchased, see their download area, and it gives them the ability to download the file right there. If they've paid for it right away, like PayPal, they'll get that download link right away. So they can then download the file from your website. Saving you a lot of time, headaches, irritants, all that good stuff. Nice and simple. So that's pretty much it. WP Commerce in a nutshell. Shows you how to set it up, how to configure it up, and how to display it on your website. So, and there you can see coming in my purchase receipt. Details, all of that stuff coming into my email. So that's it. I hope you've enjoyed it. This has been your host from WordPress Plugins from A to Z, and this has been WP E-Commerce screencast on how to install it. So thanks so much for your time, and we hope to help you out in the future. So have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Thanks again.